in your face. Apparel soon will be chatting to Paul Hetherington, but in the meantime, here's his track, Cruel.
This is really goodbye. The curtain's about to fall, and I'm about to walk out your light.
The Seventh Heaven radio edit of Cruel by Paul Hetherington. And I'm wrapped. He's in the studio. Welcome to 3CR, Paul.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
It is so great to meet you. That is so late 80s, early 90s queer disco, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Fantastic. What's the backstory?
Oh, yep. Yeah. So I probably would have sent you an email regarding this, but this is actually a cover from this New Zealand artist, Dane Rumble, who released about like a decade and a half ago. So the story behind covering this track, it was actually my producer, my producer's idea, John Dixon off Seven Heaven. He approached me with the idea of, what would you think about covering a song? And I was a little bit hesitant at first because I'm a singer-songwriter first and foremost. I like to write my own songs. And then I just sort of sat on it for a bit and then just sort of thought up songs potentially to cover. And I love this song for like such a long time. I thought now be a good time to cover it. And I'm sure like myself and my past experiences has related to situations like this. And I thought quite a few people would relate to what's the lyrics as well. So I thought, yeah, why not? And the result turned out fantastic. So
It really did. It's so radio friendly. I've got to ask, where did you record it?
I actually have my own home studio set up in my apartment in Carlton. So, so I actually smashed the vocals out fairly quickly after a 12-hour shift at my day job. Took me about a couple of hours, and I sent it off to my producer the next day, and there we go.
Wow. You know, you hear that, don't you, about artists that just kind of do it in the first take sometimes. Sometimes that just happens.
Yeah, sometimes. It took me about like 4 to 6 takes, actually, and then I had to like stitch everything together just to make it sound really good and everything, just pick all the best takes. And that's such a usual practice when you record, and then just sent it off. And you heard the final result, and I'm really happy with it too. I'm really proud of this one. So,
and it's a cover. I mean, you don't normally do them, as you said.
Yeah, and the reason why I also chose this one is because not a lot of people would know it, especially outside of Australia and the UK. I was going to do like a couple, pick it between like a couple of other songs which are a bit more well known, but I just like to pick something that not a lot of people would know, so it'd be fresh to a lot of people. So, yeah.
You've got quite a following around here on Smith Street. Tell us about what you do, like in the scene, in the community.
Oh yeah, you heard about that. I actually get that a lot. Like a lot of people like come up to me when I'm out, like in Smith Street or up at DT's in Richmond, and said, "I've seen you somewhere before." I'm like, "You probably have."
Fantastic. Tell us more.
Yep. So I usually frequent the Laird, Circuit, sometimes the Peel if I really, really feel like it. And of course, DTs, as I just mentioned before. And I think the reason why probably a lot of people know me is that I'm also very known in the leather community. As you probably would have guessed on the single album art that just got put up today, so
I've seen the artwork, and I was going to ask you about that because there is a leather thing happening, and leather's really taking off at the moment. I mean, we had, you know, Leather Week a few months ago, but the community's really thriving at the moment.
Sort of had a bit of a resurgence, particularly because there's the Melbourne Leathermen meetup, which happens every couple of months at DT's. I think it's actually on tonight. Shout out to Johnny who organises that. And yeah, like the community is like really great. Everyone's just really lovely, really friendly and very welcoming. And I found my place in that scene.
So is that how you kind of found your tribe within the community?
I guess so. Because as you probably might find with like, you know, past experiences, some groups in the queer community can be quite cliquey, and it can take quite a while to find your tribe. So, and I guess found it like, after sort of trying on different hats and in a sort of sense. So, yeah.
Wow. So how does your love of leather kind of, you know, manifest into your music?
It's a kind of like a funny story. I wasn't actually intending it to be this way. It just sort of happened organically, I guess. Like, I just sort of had conversations with other people in the leather community, and Johnny, who I mentioned before, who actually is running the Melbourne Leatherman group. He sort of joked around that he's like, "You can be the singing dancer leather daddy," and it just sort of kind of stuck. And I thought, no one's really doing that, so I thought might as well play into that because yeah, it's just fun. So to get to play around with my image a little bit. So
now, have you actually done that on stage? Like you've done in your photos, but on stage with your music?
Not quite yet. I'm sort of. It's sort of in the works. I'm sort of planning some live performances in the new year. So have been having some conversations behind the scenes. So hopefully we can get that sort of happening.
Oh, do tell. Do tell. Tell us more. What about those conversations behind the scenes?
Nothing concrete as of yet, but hopefully get to do some live performances locally next year. So stay tuned, I guess, on my socials.
Wow. So venues around here, perhaps in Collingwood.
Absolutely. That's what I'm aiming for. So
tell us about the other singles you've released.
Oh, what would you like to know?
What's your favourite?
This changes every day, but I'm guessing the song that really put me on the map internationally and in the international club scene is a song called Dirty Mind, which also got remixed by Seven Heaven.
Wow, tell us more.
Yep, and it also happened to get remixed by Grammy-nominated Swedish DJ Stonebridge. And also Grammy winner Dave Ordet, who's a literal legend. He remixed Madonna, Lady Gaga, Sabrina Carpenter. The list goes on. I mean,
that is so huge. How did you meet them? How did you come across them?
I just sort of I just sort of took a chance. I just sort of just sent an email just saying, I've just found the contact details and just saying, hey, I've got this song. I'm putting like a sort of remix package together to put out into the international club scene. I was wondering if you'd like to be a part of it. And they all said, yes, we love your track. We want to help you put it out there, remix it, and yeah, just get out there. And it got radio play pretty much on every continent across the world. Got radio play in UK, Europe, North America, South America, Asia. It's wild.
That is amazing. Was that your first single, or what number single was that?
I did release a couple of singles before that, but I would recognize Dirty Mind as my true debut as an artist. I think that's where I really found my sound. I think that's really my true debut as far as I'm concerned.
Wow. So you really cut through. How much momentum has that given you? Heaps, obviously.
A little bit, yeah. Especially in the international club scene. Like a lot of people are sort of recognizing me a little bit more about like what I do, and that sort of led me on to work with different producers and remixes. And yeah, it's just a really exciting time at the moment.
It really, really is. Any music videos?
Not at the moment, but I do actually have a remix EP coming for Cruel. So I do actually have like a few remixes in the UK working on it, some of the best. So,
well, your career is really, really moving quickly.
Yeah, it does seem to be. The journey over the past year has been really wild. I can actually reveal an exclusive to you right now about who is actually working on a remix of Cruel at the moment. I'm not sure if you'd be familiar with them. Mona Blanco, who remixed Adele's Set Fire to the Rain, and also did remixes for Rihanna and Mariah as well. So I'm really excited to what they're going to put together for it. So,
yeah. Wow. I mean, so many artists would give their eye teeth for that.
I know, it's just absolutely crazy. And how that sort of came about, because someone actually added me on Facebook early in the year, whose name's Matt Waterhouse, and he's like a huge UK club promoter, like over the past like 25 or 30 years. He was actually responsible for breaking some of the biggest club hits into mainstream. And he opened up his roster of remixes to me, and I got to sort of pick and choose who I wanted, and yeah, so I've been working with him also just on this project and all just sort of getting out to the club scene. So, yeah, it's, I know I've said there's a lot, but it's really crazy at the moment. So,
yeah, it certainly sort of, is. You couldn't have imagined this a year ago.
Absolutely not. I was just writing songs for fun, and then I thought, maybe I'll push this further. So it started with me approaching Seventh Heaven to remix Dirty Mind. First of all, they loved it. And then it's just sort of been an ongoing partnership for them ever since, because they also remixed one of my previous singles, Thrill the Chase. And also both those singles have done quite well in the UK club charts. They both are charted in the top 20. And also my previous single before, Cruel, Everything, which is a collaboration with La Foundation UK, that somehow got into the top 5 of the UK club charts, peaked at number 4 or something, which I'm really chuffed about, so...
So you're getting more recognition in the UK than you are in Australia.
Yeah, it's really strange that there seems to be more of a market for commercial dance music than there really is over here, because I actually have tried to network with people over here and it just hasn't come to fruition. So I thought I'll just take a bet internationally just to see who's on board with what I'm doing. And yeah, it's just sort of escalated from there.
So how many tracks have you got in your vault?
I'm working on a few things at the moment. It's just sort of picking and choosing the best ones. I've actually sort of also finished writing something early this week, which I'm going to record really soon, which is probably one of the best tracks I've ever done. I'll just say that at the moment. So there is definitely, I think, more singles and stuff coming out in 2026. So, yeah, stay tuned.
Ooh, tell us more about that track.
I don't know, I kind of want to keep surprises, but it's called Too Late Now, and it's just sort of about like not showing up for a relationship and sort of regretting it in the end, and no matter how many times I say sorry, it's not going to be good enough, that sort of thing. So it's just sort of in the early stages of the moment, whether I'm going to be producing that one or going to take it to another producer. So I'm just sort of planning some stuff around that. So, yeah.
Wow, you're really going gangbusters.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, Paul Hetherington, it has been a joy to meet you today. Can't wait to hear this new single that's coming out. Any message for your fans out there before we go?
I would like to say thank you to everyone that supported me so far, not just here in Australia, but also in the UK, Europe, across the world. Thank you so much for listening to my music. Thank you so much to the DJs who are playing my songs in the clubs in the UK and Europe. I really appreciate it, and I can't wait to give you more.
Fantastic. Paul, great to meet you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, James.
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.